Hey there, my listeners.
I don't have a DJ name.
That's okay.
Squidvicious.
Squidvicious. Alright, so welcome. This is Too Cold to Cry. And I am a guest host for Stavros, who is in the building. Hello, Stavros.
Hello.
Buenas noches.
Buenos.
So tonight we're going to play a few songs that explore different vocal techniques and traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very delighted to have at least two musicians with me tonight. Stavros.
That's me.
Hello, Stavros.
Hello.
And what can I call you? Wait, you don't even have a microphone. Ah, okay. He's Matt, really. We'll introduce him later.
Yeah.
So what we were just listening to was a piece by Meredith Monk that was performed in St. Mark's Church in New York City, which is the site of many incredible pieces of performance art and music. Anyway, that was performed in 1992 by Meredith Monk, composed by Meredith and sung with Robert Ian. And it was a piece of Hockett music, which is an ancient form, and it is a kind of throwing of musical sounds between two singers. And I got to work with Meredith for a weekend, and she demonstrated this technique by having two people actually throwing a ball between two people.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they were singing as they threw it. So it's like, as actually you can like think of it as like the physical throwing of the voice.
Should we try to demonstrate some Hockett right now?
Well, I'm the tone deaf DJ, but yeah, we could try.
Okay. So I'll do huh and huh. Okay. And you do eh, right? That's Hockett, folks.
Yeah, that's Hockett. And then like, and actually if you like add the lyrics of a song, it actually is kind of like almost psychedelic in its
very much so
form.
Yeah. To become one.
Yeah. Yes. Cool. So hopefully we'll do some more demonstrations with the voice with DJ Stavros and the anonymous DJ to my left. So next we're going to listen to a set of a few songs, and we'll talk about them later on. Welcome. Stavros, do you have anything to say?
I just want to say that you're listening to BFF.fm, and this is Too Cold to Cry with your guest host, Squid Vicious. your regular host as co-host, Stavros.
Stavros!
Woo! All right, thanks for tuning in.
Illusion Street, what's up with you? What's just sweet. Remember contact. Boom, contact, contact. That's the way. First, your last, your only contact. Uh-oh. Contact, the first, the last, the only. Bounce, twirl. I don't trade. Yeah.
4時になりました。ではイラク情勢についてお伝えします。
ein verdammter Glückspilz. Nicht einmal ein Handtuch haben die Leute. Mit dir geht es auch bald zu Ende.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
DJ Headband, will you say hi? This entire playlist goes out to one Obi Hazarika. So anyway, say hi, DJ Headband. Okay, whatever. All
right, there was a wave. There was a wave.
He waved to us.
And you still he waved.
Feel those gestures.
Yeah. That's so like in a play that they would write that.
Yeah. Like,
and so he waved.
Yeah, stage direction.
Stage direction by, I'd like to introduce also Raybot, mm-hmm. DJ Raybot.
And so he waved.
Who has an incredible radio show on BFFM. Which I highly recommend.
Yeah, do you want to say the name of the show?
Well, Raybot? It's really late on Wednesdays.
Yeah, but you can stream midnight. It whenever. Yeah, and I listen to it.
Yeah, you can stream it whenever.
So what is time? Yeah.
What is time?
Who knows?
So what's your show called, Raybot?
It's Van Jams.
Van Jams.
You know,
all the jams
kinds
for your jams.
Of jams. You want to listen for your jams.
If people are looking for it on the website, they go to the website, then they look on Wednesdays.
For Van Jams.
And then they see it in what time slot?
For a really late time slot, that is midnight.
Okay, midnight.
So it's Wednesday. Well, I think
a lot of people are up then.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
True. Yeah. Right. It depends where you
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hump day.
Come on.
Wednesdays from midnight to Thursdays
at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
Okay. Yeah. But you can listen to it anytime you want. Yeah. But that's where you find it on the
website.
It's
electric music. I mean, just like you want to dance. I feel like I want to get.
All I want to play is Robin from here on
I've
out.
Noticed.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so enough about me.
So what we were listening to just then was a song by Life Without Buildings, which is a band from Glasgow. They had like one album called, and the song was The Lean Over. We heard also from Yoshidi Otomo from an album called The Night Before the Death of Sampling. And he's a pretty amazing Japanese noise musician. And also we had played an aria from Act 3 of Lulu, which is an opera by Alban Berg.
Berg.
Stavros, do you have anything to say?
Berg. Well, so Berg and Webern and Schoenberg were part of this whole sort of atonal movement in German music in the early 20th century and late 19th century, using the 12-tone scale, right?
Yeah.
And they believed that basically we'd explored as much as we could with tonal music, and so we needed to cross a threshold and, you know, seek a new country, right?
Ah.
A new oral landscape.
Well, I can just say, having seen Lulu performed in New York,
mm-hmm.
Lulu is a crazy woman. I mean, she murders. She, like, has affairs with everybody. Uh-huh. She lies to everybody. And then she, like, murders everybody.
Wait, in real life? Or is this in the operas?
It's the opera.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right.
It's not really... I don't think it's...
Connection
basis.
To real life. It's not creative nonfiction.
But there's this, like, there's a moment in which we just captured in the aria we listened to, where she's just, like, screaming. There's a
right.
lot of
yeah.
her
right, right.
just screaming.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of amazing. But in Act 3, just, like, which is the aria that we heard, the Marquis has discovered Lulu's true identity and is blackmailing her.
No. What's her true identity?
I have no, I forget,
okay.
because I mean,
right.
like, it's yeah. all
it's
in
It's probably, like, a street like, urchin or something.
Well,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So,
she's not royalty. Probably, right? Like
blood ain't blue.
The opera begins with a portraiture. Like, she's being painted by her lover.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
I like that already.
Yeah, and then it becomes, like, murder and, like, duplicity, like, the rest of the time. Anyway, she offers herself to him, having previously had an affair with him, but his interests lie more with human trafficking. Okay. Another thing from Wikipedia, Berg was obsessed
Twist.
With symmetry, and in his works, which Lulu is no exception, the whole being is perceived as a palindrome or a mirror. So Act 1 is mirrored by Act 3 and the Act 2, which is the climactic act, has its own form that is also mirrored. So it's read musically from beginning to end in the same way.
Interesting.
Yes. So I'll play some more music, and then there are going to be some things that we're going to talk about, because there are some techniques that will come up and some forms, which I think that Stavros, Raybot, and DJ Headband can help us.
Wait, can I just... Oh, sorry. So I know we're talking technical things,
yeah,
but...
really technical.
So
can you just...
Have you... Have we? Do you have a DJ name? DJ Grimace?
Wait,
can we... Yeah.
You call him DJ
We just said it the other night. Like, that's just like... That's like in the flux. Like...
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. You're like, I fucking hate that name too. I hate that name too. Like,
go on.
Anyways. So, DJ Purple, we were talking about how interested I was in this, and... You have not disappointed. Like, I really, really like this.
Oh my God, I'm
wow.
so
excited. The reviews really, are already
yeah.
coming in.
Thank yeah. you for the reviews are coming in.
Reinforcement.
Yeah. The ticker tape. Like, the ticker tape is
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah. Raybot.
Bafo.
Okay, what I will say is that we're about to listen to two performances of the same song. And the first one is by Prince. And the second one is by Aretha Franklin, both of whom I'm assuming my audience has heard of, and it's "Mary, Don't You Weep," there are two illustrations of different vocal techniques. The first is falsetto, which DJ Stavros and DJ Headband will help me demonstrate later on mm-hmm. what the falsetto voice is.
Sure.
But then Aretha Franklin is using, I think it's an example of melisma, which is an incredible...
sounds like skin cancer.
It does.
Sorry.
It's like a terrible fucking thing.
It's a great example of skin cancer. This song.
Dark on a Friday. Dark on a Friday.
Well, sort of like Hocket, it is a vocal technique that... requires a word, kind of, in order to like relate to, and it's a kind of singing that is a wobbling of the voice between syllables of a word, and it comes from it was used by ancient Greek theater, but it's actually also like one of the most common or more commonly used nowadays in gospel music. So we're going to listen to two different songs that, two different renditions of the same song that use different techniques. And then there will be some other songs, and then you'll be bored again, but we'll talk.
No one's going to be bored.
You won't be bored.
Don't you weep? Oh, mother, don't you cry? Oh, 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 oh. Listen, Mary.
Mary,
tell your sister to don't moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
All of them men got drowned in the sea one day.
Not
tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, of course it was on.
So, yes.
Well, you know, yeah.
Hi
just
there.
Just a preview.
Welcome back. So I was just remarking mm-hmm. to my fellow DJs here.
Mm. So esteemed colleagues.
What, Stavros, can you tell us what falsetto is, actually? So Aretha Franklin is not an example of that, but Prince does use falsetto.
Prince does use okay. falsetto.
So go on, please explain.
So Prince uses falsetto.
That's good.
Which is sometimes referred
Wait, is
to
that
colloquially.
As high? Is that as high as falsetto?
I mean, I can get higher if that's what you're
Well, he's going to demonstrate, but I don't think that was the okay. demonstration.
So sometimes referred to colloquially as the head voice.
Okay.
Right? Because you'll notice that my voice right now, mm-hmm. if you were to place your thumb against my vocal cords, you would feel them resonating.
If I were to
place Oh, yeah. as Ray Budd is currently. So it's just a little bit
in
lighter.
In a choking
Just a little bit
way.
Lighter. Oh, yeah. That,
yeah.
Okay, that's much better.
Okay, go on.
So right now you can feel them resonating very much in the center of the Adam's apple.
Ah.
However, when I move to the falsetto.
Interesting. Yeah,
you can
right.
notice that the vibration moves up,
mm-hmm.
right, towards the top of the voice box.
I did
right?
notice that. That's true.
And so we call it the head voice because it resonates in the space of the skull in a way that your voice does not necessarily under other circumstances.
Okay, so what I'm interested in is actually mm-hmm. like this, the word false in the falsetto.
Oh, okay.
Because I assume that it is like, as you kind of were mentioning
mm-hmm.
While Aretha was singing, like, mostly it's like men that are baritones. Like, it is the yes. lower voice range
mm-hmm.
of a male voice mm-hmm. that then is like sort of approximating a high voice.
Well, I don't know if I would say that it's approximating. I mean, I think that it is only available to well, so for example, with Prince, since he is a baritone, right, he actually has...
Sadly,
I'm sorry. That's really true.
R.I.P.
He lives on in our hearts, right? But he actually has a really dynamic falsetto range, which is true of most people in that baritone to bass range.
Okay.
Whereas if you're a tenor or second tenor, you're probably not going to have as broad of a range with your falsetto, right?
Okay.
So there is this kind of strange inverse relationship, right, between the ability to use the falsetto and the depth of the male vocal range, right? I mean, there's also head voice for female singers as well.
Sure,
so
right.
I don't mean to suggest it's just
true.
A male phenomenon.
There is a female falsetto.
Yes.
Not that gender is real in any case.
No, it's completely socially constructed.
Who's the female falsetto?
Well, so there are a lot of female singers who use their head voice. So, for example, we were talking about Mariah Carey a moment ago when we were talking about melisma.
Yeah.
Right? And when she does her sort of like, you know, sort of like dolphin cries, right?
Dolphin cries. I don't remember this. I feel like
it's amazing. It's moving and gorgeous.
Such a caricature.
But
go on.
No, she's so talented. But
yes, she is.
Anyway, but that would be an example of a female singer using their head voice.
Okay.
But we wouldn't call it falsetto in the case of the female vocalist. Yeah.
Wait, what do you call
it?
Wait,
you do
then?
Sometimes call it falsetto in the case of the female, but
nope.
According to Wikipedia.
Wait, but so like it has to have a name. Like,
really?
What is it called?
Okay. No. I said corrected because I'm not an expert in this field, so I should probably.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if Stavros could demonstrate a little bit of falsetto.
Sure. So there's.
He loves this song called Holiday.
Holiday. It could be so nice. So there's like, yeah, okay, so there's the Madonna song, but then there's also like the way the falsetto would be used traditionally, especially by male singers, especially like younger male singers.
Younger.
Nun fanget an ein Gutslein zu singen, lass Instrumenten out und lock herklingen. Right, for like a sort of madrigal kind of performance.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Stuff
music?
Like that. That's more of like a chamber
it's choir.
Music.
Sort yeah.
Of. Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
yeah, exactly. A smaller
yeah.
ensemble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
but, you know, before Prince, of course, is much more expressive.
Your balls drop.
Wait, but then it's not false.
Now to have a ball.
It's just, what's
I
happening?
I mean, kind of, right? Like,
well, no, I mean, that's like more of a, you know, like when you're just young and your voice is high as fuck, right?
Yeah,
and
right?
like,
no,
you just sound
mean,
like,
right? yeah.
hey, like a little lady.
DJ headband, can you just do a quick falsetto?
This is not going to happen.
The ever silent DJ
so
headband.
My balls are going to drop one of these days.
Oh, good. Yeah. So anyway.
I believe in them.
We will push ahead. We're about to hear an aria from Norma performed by Maria Callas with the Orchestra del Teatro in Milan in 1954. I haven't been mentioning any of the dates, but most of the music has been recorded in the 90s, including the Lulu production.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. From the Paris Opera, and the Prince recording is from piano. It's just like a studio album from his estate that was released last year, and the album is called Piano and a Microphone. But really, it's just like incredible. Sorry, I think it's called Voice and a Microphone, but it's really just incredible piano music. And it was recorded in 1983.
Hmm.
And the Aretha Franklin was recorded in 1972. So we're going to keep going with a little bit of Norma opera. And Maria Calla famously she just was one of the most famous opera singers of her time. But she also, like, hated her voice. It's interesting. It wasn't, like, traditionally, like... It's hard unless you like listen to a lot of opera to tell, but it isn't like honey. Like it is like a little bit tough.
A little
in
rough
ways.
Around the edges.
Well, she would say that. Mm-hmm.
I already like her
but
more.
But this is her singing Bel Canto, which is very different from Lulu, which is an atonal opera. So it's very different and
it's also just a very strong female character in an opera, in a piece of opera. I thought this was interesting. I read this on Wikipedia. Apparently, Maria Callas was raised by an overbearing mother who wanted a son. So I'll leave you with that. And then Odetta, who's one of my favorite musicians. She is performing a piece. She was actually an opera singer, trained opera singer. But she was sort of a civil rights figure and sang folk music and gospel and just like experimented with her voice in so many ways. And she was an radically good, badass guitar player, which might not come out because the song that I'm including here is Greensleeves, but I think that it works well with the performance of Norma. And then we're going to play some Sacred Heart music, which I will talk about a little bit later after we play it. So I'm going to play the next set and then we'll kind of talk about the Sacred Harp and the,
And I just want to say quickly, stay tuned for the 11 to 12 o'clock hour because we have the Friday Night Get Right as well.
It's almost 11. What do we do?
Well, we're going to play.
Should I play just like a little clip of everything?
Well, you know, it's up to you.
Shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do as much as we can in the next 8 minutes. Right, and then we got some more great music coming up, so please stay tuned to BFF.fm.
Oh my God.
You're listening to Too Cold to Cry.
Apparently we have one more minute of the show. I had so many other things planned. Oh!
You're listening faintly to the music of Odetta.
Oh, I wish you guys could listen to the whole song, but the other show's about to start.
You got 2 minutes left.
What other things do you wish for?
You have 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Well, the show will continue because...
In our hearts.
Nothing will stop it.
Stavros has kindly invited me, even though you may not have remembered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I did.
Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone, to BFF.FM for Too Cold to Cry.
We had a really wonderful guest this evening.
We did.
Mm-hmm. DJ Headband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
DJ Headband. And
let
also
my,
DJ
my head expand.
Purple. Yeah, DJ Purple this evening.
Perps.
Yeah. Anything else to say, guys?
The